Let us pray. Jesus, take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire for love of you. Amen. I wonder whether you might turn in your hymn books back to hymn number 423. It's one of my favorite hymns, Fight the Good Fight. I've continually suggested it to couples who are planning their marriage service. To this day, nobody has taken me up on that suggestion. I suppose fighting is the last thing that they think about when they're preparing for marriage. However, the fight to which John Monsell, who incidentally wrote the words to this hymn when he was parish priest in Egham, the fight to which he's referring is not human disagreement, but that internal conflict which is caused by anxiety and fear, something which we all know. He takes the text from the letter to the young church leader Timothy, written by St. Paul, as St. Paul faced apparent failure. Many deserted the gospel. Everyone had deserted him. He faced actual physical difficulties because winter was coming. And he faced great anxiety because he was preparing to go before the Roman emperor for trial. How would he give an account of himself? So Paul wrote to Timothy, I am already being poured out. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith. Therefore, what's laid up for me is the crown of righteousness, which the Lord will award me on that day, and not only to me, but to all those who have loved his appearing. It's not just Paul who faced anxiety when contemplating those times when we all think, what am I going to say? In the second lesson, we heard a bit from the middle of a much longer discourse shaped by Luke as a kind of radio play with different scenes. In our lesson, the scene is a conversation between Jesus and a small group of disciples. The previous scene was set in the house of one of the religious leaders, a Pharisee, who had invited Jesus to lunch. Recklessly, or perhaps courageously, Jesus ignored the social conventions of his time, that's politeness, if you like, and he began to criticize both his host and the others whom the host had invited. He said some very harsh, but nevertheless true things about the Pharisees as a group. He endeared himself to nobody. And as he took leave of the lunch party, the religious leaders began to plot how they would get rid of him, how they could neutralize the unsettling effect his teaching was having on the Jewish community. Luke writes, they prepared to question him so that they could trap him with what he said. So the next sentence, actually, as Luke writes, is not meanwhile, but under these circumstances. That was the circumstances set for us by the scene before this one. So this was the context in which Jesus said this to his disciples. When they bring you before the synagogues, before the rulers, before the authorities, don't worry how you're to defend yourselves or what you're to say. For God, the Holy Spirit, will teach you at that very hour what you need. How many of us, like Jesus, may have heard our own advice to others as really being advice for ourselves? Jesus was like us in all things save sin. And he was anxious and he was scared when he anticipated what lay ahead. The resources he had are available to us, the Spirit of God, the example of God's people, and the Hebrew Scriptures, which both encourage and challenge us. But in our times of anxiety, not only do we have all those resources, but we have an ever greater resource, which is the living Christ, to pray with us and to pray for us. Cast care aside upon thy guide. Lean, and his mercy will provide. Lean, and the trusting soul shall prove that Christ is its life and Christ its love. What anxieties would we like to lay at the foot of the cross this morning? What cares to cast aside so that we can more readily lean on Christ? We may feel anxious about what we're to say in a meeting or conversation which we know will face us this week. It may be that we carry concerns for another, heavy concerns, and these will be easier to bear if we can share the weight with Christ, our guide, our life, and our love. And it may be the difficulty of cares, of our own shortcomings or mistakes, those things for which God has forgiven us and put far from us, but we just can't quite forgive ourselves and walk into the light. When we carry something heavy, whatever it is, we often move more slowly, unless we're terribly, terribly fit. It's difficult to stand upright and to look up. A large rucksack, heavy bags of shopping, pulling a suitcase, carrying an armful of books. It's hard to stand upright or to look up. Run the straight race through God's good grace. Lift up thine eyes and seek his face. Life, with its way before us, lies. Christ is the path and Christ the prize. One of the wonderful things about the life of a Christian disciple is the truth that not only is the risen Christ our guide, but also our way. The journey, the carrying of anxieties, the companions on the way are all aligned to the same path, the same guide and goal. It's when we find ourselves not quite aligned that things are more difficult than they need to be. Jesus told his disciples that those who acknowledge him, that is, align themselves with him, will know themselves to be aligned with God. But those who refuse to align themselves with him will not be aligned with God. Keep on the right path, and you'll know what to say when you're called to give an account, that is, to identify yourself as belonging to me. The whole context of Luke's gospel is one of, okay, let's get on with it. In a rather big-headed way, he begins his gospel with essentially the line, referring to Matthew's and Mark's, "You've heard the rest, now hear the best." For Luke, the stories of Jesus are not just for the purpose of history, but for the future. The stories of the early church are to encourage those of us who follow, who know also that love and saving work of Christ for ourselves and for our world, and to be encouraged that it has never, ever, for Christian disciples, been plain sailing. God's people, collectively and individually, have all known that discipleship is tough at times. And what's required of us all is to grow more and more like Jesus of Nazareth. Our choices are always written on the pages of what we understand about the teaching and example of Jesus. We're challenged to be known as belonging to the risen Christ. Challenged in those times when it seems as if all there is difficulty. Faint not, nor fear. His arms are near. He changeth not. Thou art dear. Only believe and thou shalt see that Christ is all in all to thee. Jesus knew what it was like to be frightened. He knew what it was like to be angry and frustrated at situations he couldn't change. He knew what it was like to have good friends. He knew what it was like to rub up alongside people with whom he just didn't get along, with those who didn't like him. In this story, which Luke tells us, Jesus withdrew from the vast crowd, thousands trampling on each other. He withdrew to be with those with whom he could be himself, to be with those with whom he could think out loud, those from whom he could gain strength for what he was going through. This is also the example for us. We can't do it. Whatever it is, we can't do it alone. St. Paul knew this, and his experience of the risen Christ taught him this. And in this familiar hymn, we hear echoes of Jesus' example, of the example of saints and martyrs of the church throughout the ages, and echoes of those who taught us and were examples for us of what it's like to trust God. They've all taught us to stay focused on life, all that is the human flourishing. They've all taught us that we will encounter difficulty and great trial. They've taught us the importance of sharing the burden of these with the risen Christ. And as we do so, to look up, to see that our companion is both our guide and our path. Fight with all our strength, but know that the strength in which we fight comes from our relationship to God in Christ. Know where we are headed and how we are getting there. In times of weakness, admit it and lean upon the strength of Christ and his love shown in those around us. And when we are afraid, to remember that this fear can be shared and lifted with the risen Christ. Fight the good fight with all thy might. Lift up thine eyes and see thy sight. Lay hold of life and it shall be thy joy and crown eternally. Let us pray. God, our strength, may we know your presence as we face our week. Enable us to share our tasks with you so that we can look up and see your face. As we lean on your mercy, so may we also respond to your challenge, so that we will continue to be changed in your likeness, and so bring to all of those with whom we have to do your life and your love. Amen.
Hymn 494.
Peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.